Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
What are we going to talk about this week? I've had a wonderful long weekend with the family reunions and that. What did you get up to?
Oh, well, there was a question and an answer right there, Irene. God, think about that. Family reunions, heck, what are they all about? What was the occasion? Was it just because it was Easter? Was it just because?
Just family getting together. This is my ex-husband's family, and they're a rather large extended family, and it's just their way of staying together, staying in contact, just having a big, huge family gathering over 3 days and all swapping their stories and teaching their children because, you know, it's just gone on and on and on and on. And so, I mean, there was 100 of them there, and that wasn't even a quarter of them that could actually make the reunion. And, you know, they all want their young ones to know about their elders and all the rest of it. It's my husband is a Māori, so it's a big Māori community. And it was just so much fun. I've kept in touch with several of them over the years and we're quite close, but it was really cool to actually be with them all talking about the old days and the old days long before I ever turned up on the scene. And we went to several various cemeteries and that around the place to talk about various different people who had been rather influential in the family in past years. And, yeah, it was just sort of really, really interesting talking about old stuff like that. I guess that means I'm getting really old, eh?
That's what I was just thinking, and I bet all of our listeners out there were thinking that as well, you know, especially when you said you were talking about the real old days before even you came along. Gosh, 3 days and hundreds of people, that's interesting. You would need that time, wouldn't you, to get around and say hello. You probably didn't even kind of say hello to all of them in the end.
Oh, no, of course you did, because we're all staying on a marae together, so we're all sleeping together. We've got all these activities going on all the time, and, there's all sorts of barbecues, and then there'd be sports, and some people couldn't stay for all 3 days. Others didn't turn up until the Sunday. Like my husband's namesake, he didn't manage to get in from Australia until Sunday. So, I mean, they were coming from all parts of New Zealand and from Australia and all over. So, yeah, we certainly got to meet everybody, because that's very much the Maori way, where you all parade along and talk to each other and give each other a kiss and everything. How much of who they were stays in my mind, I don't know. A lot of them I talked to on Facebook and they were going, oh, Auntie Irene, at last we get to meet you in the flesh. And I don't remember their names.
I couldn't even remember 10 names, let alone people of hundreds of names. But so it sounds like it was actually quite an organised family reunion.
Oh, very, very, very well organised. My daughter was on the committee. What they did, instead of having all my age being the organisers and that, as we've always been in the past, they had our offspring having to step up and do the organising and learn how to do it all. It was, I mean, there was still, you know, my in-law siblings and that were still giving them advice and helping them along the way, but they were the committee and making the decisions and they did a fantastic job. It was excellent.
Yeah. I suppose you do have to do stuff, don't you? Otherwise that you'd end up with family squabbles, because someone would start something if you're all just sitting around yapping. So maybe those activities kind of keep us on the straight and narrow as families and we don't squabble.
Well, we've always had a system on the marais. When you are going there for a tangihui or whatever it is you're going there for, there's loads and loads of food that's got to be cooked morning, noon and night. And if you don't have some sort of system going, you get the workers and you get the talkers, you know. So these guys, and all the marais, you have a system going pretty much, you know. Or in the old days, everybody used to just pitch in, but then as time went on, the system started arriving in, you know. And so they had that well organised here. They had a system where everybody was put into a group and it was all up on a wall, and you checked out the name of the group you were on, and then you looked to see what your group was rostered on to do for that today, and you just made sure you turned up for your 1 hour's work doing whatever it was. And so it was really easy. So, you know, I was on kitchen duty one morning, and I was on checking the toilets one afternoon, making sure the toilet rolls were replaced and clean and tidy, and, you know. And yeah, it's our group. We all work together, and we had a collection of old to young in our group, and yeah, it worked really, really great, and it ran smoothly, and everybody pitched in and did their bit, and it was, yeah, awesome. Really, really cool.
Gosh, cracking. No wonder we don't have family reunions on our side. That just sounds like way too much work to even organise. I think we've had one. And not in, well, all of us were going to make it, then half of us didn't make it, and it's just like, oh, you whatever. I suppose the only fun thing I remember about it, however, is, and now this is showing my age, is they got the old slide projector out. You know those little slides, they were a little square, like looking like a negative, and you put it in the slot into a projector and it
would... Oh, now he's showing her age.
I know. And funnily enough, all of our families, well, all of Dad's side anyway, we had this growing up. We all had a projector and a screen. So it was actually something quite special. And, so those came out and they were quite funny. And I think the funniest thing I do remember is one of my cousins didn't recognise her mother in a photo. And she's like going, "Who's that? God, look at them." And her mum goes, "Excuse me, that's me."
Yes, well, we didn't actually have a slideshow. Well, they may have done in the evening because a lot of them were staying up to 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. Whereas me, I was going, tucking over into my van. I'd had enough of people around me by sort of 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm used to living on my own. So suddenly having masses of people around me, and every afternoon they would congregate around my van because I happened to park in the corner where the smokers were allowed to smoke. They weren't allowed to smoke anywhere else. Right. And I mean, I've got one of my favourite brothers-in-law, a daughter, who are smokers, and my two sisters-in-law that I'm very close with, they would wander over there and have a lemonade with me. So we had a nice little group going in the afternoon between about 4 and 5:30. Before we all had to go and start our chores and get ready for dinner and that. So it was really cool. So I was leaving them a lot at night and letting them get on with it, and I'd just curl up in bed and read my book. It was super, super well organised. It was great.
That's a really interesting point, isn't it? You know, so how, you know, and I suppose this is where all the family feuds and assumptions come from, that, oh, old Granny Irene goes and just leaves us. She doesn't care. She doesn't, you know, she goes off by herself and stuff. But, I mean, obviously it didn't happen, but you just kind of think how people start to think that. And you're right. You know, when you're used to living however anybody lives, when you're suddenly, especially if you don't have a lot of people around you and you've got to just cope with all of these people, it's just like, oh, shut up, go away, leave me alone. But you're right, you're there for that reunion with that.
It wasn't just that. I mean, I could sit there talking to them forever, but a lot of my siblings were a little bit older than me, and they're the ones that I was really keen on chewing the fat with, number one. And number two, I love my music, and they played a little bit of music one time, but I'd go back to my van and I'd turn my music on, and that just chills me out and, you know, winds me down nicely for me to be able to go to sleep. So, yeah, if there'd been some good old music going there, I would have been there and rock and rolling until the night closed in. But
actually, that's quite interesting that there wasn't a lot of music. That's usually kind of the main one thing, you know, the guitars come out, the singing starts and bit of dancing.
That's one of the things that I found very interesting. I only saw one guitar in the whole time.
Wow.
And yet, you know, when my husband was alive, we just about everywhere we went, mind you, the Palmer family never played the guitar. I don't recall any of them playing the guitar. They were always friends of the Palmer family who played the guitar. So I don't think they were one of the families that learned how to do it. But just about everywhere we went, there was always a guitar and music flowing, yeah. And we sung our waiatas. We had our waiatas in the evening. Everybody would sing some waiata or another. Whenever they were asked to sing one, like we went and joined, we got welcomed over to another small place that were distantly related for a morning tea on the Sunday, I think it was, and a service. And they had a guitar going and singing their waiatas, and then when we had to sing a waiata back, we couldn't think of one to sing. and blow me down, what because we're all looking at each other and feeling really stupid, what we ended up by doing was singing, which they sing this quite regularly, was Auld Lang Syne, but in Maori. I stood there singing it in Pākehā while they all stood there singing it in Māori. It was really cute.
Hilarious. Now, just for our listeners out there, Irene, can you explain the waiata?
Waiata is a song. Waiata is a gift of singing, a song of some sort. Waiatas can be your own creation, or they can be, like I said, old lang syne that's turned into Maori and sung in Maori. So there are a lot of songs that that they like, you know, English spoken songs that they've turned in, but there's also a lot of songs that they have written for themselves and created for themselves. So, I mean, if you're a really, really, you know, cool family like this one that organised the service for us, they had obviously all got together and practiced their waiatas, and they had about five of them, and they, you know, they every now and then they'd get up and they'd start another waiata, and it was making us look like absolute idiots because we couldn't even do one.
And if I understand correctly, a waiata is a response to in the welcoming part of coming onto the marae. Is that correct?
Not as I understand it, no. Okay. A waiata is normally always sung as you're going onto the marae, or as a welcome when you're in the marae. So there's pretty much always a waiata sung then. But waiatas can be, it's a song of greeting and fellowship, which is sung for a number of different reasons and occasions. And it's not just as a welcoming onto the marae. Like we were all as in our separate family groups, we were supposed to all have one waiata each that we'd learnt before we got there, so that we as our family could get up and sing our little song together. But not many of us did that.
And therein you were felt like an idiot. Yeah.
My nieces decided, well, they had got her in because nobody had organised their waiata. So one of my nieces had a teaching session about 4 o'clock one afternoon where everybody got together and she was trying to get them to learn. She had done a spreadsheet up on the and put it up on the big screen, and she's trying to get them to learn some songs so that as a big group we could sing them, but there wasn't a lot of participation in that either. So it might have been about 8:30 I gave up and I went, no, this is never going to happen. So I left them to it. They might have got something else in the end, but it wasn't developing too well when I was there.
Interesting, isn't it? To, you know, as you say, depending on your family, to what type, whatever the reunion actually looks like, and whether there are, you know, little protocols and tradition that go with it, or whether it's just a, hey, get together and, you know, a big laugh and whatever else. I kind of...
The whole thing with the Palmer family is all about learning, teaching the young ones and getting together as a family group and sharing their love and their support. And the biggest thing that I always love whenever I'm in a big group of the Palmer family together is there's never any dissension. There's no toxic behaviour. There's no bullying. There's no criticising. They accept every single one of their family members in their entirety, whether they are successful or not, whether they're, no matter what, you know, they are totally accepted. And so it's always a really loving, giving, sharing type thing when you're with this family.
And it's interesting because as you know, the word you used before was fellowship. I mean, I haven't heard that word for years. It's not maybe a word we use so much anymore, but that kind of just describes it, doesn't it, what you were talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, at the end of our session, you know, any family member that wants can get up on the Sunday when we're all saying goodbye to each other and give a little speech. So there were a lot of people that were getting up and giving speech. And remember that they're often married to other people, whether they're Pākehās or South Africans or another tribe from a different place or whatever. A lot of them have that blending of, or all of them actually, there's very few of them. Most of them have that blending in with other cultures and that. And a lot of them are getting up and saying the joy that they get with the Palmer reunion is that there's never any of the difficulty to deal with, was the way one of my brothers-in-law put it, that you get with most other organisations, you know, and always with the Palmer family, there's just none of that and it just flows. And, yeah, I thought, I didn't realise how special it was until I was listening to them and I was thinking, yeah, well, they go to family reunions on these other sides and that and they're comparing them, whereas I only go to their family reunion. I don't go to any others, so I don't have any comparisons.
And I love the way, you know, you talked about, you know, the teaching of how things work and the passing down of knowledge and things, because in it, when you were just talking about, you know, a lot of the partners having people that have made New Zealand their home but come from other cultures, I think we often forget that they don't have all of those memories that we have. And, you know, so it's like when you get together at a special time and when you get together with your family, you know, it's like, oh, remember when? Oh, gosh, remember when we did that? Remember when we did that? And then you've got this one person sitting there which doesn't have those memories because their memories started with the family when they came to New Zealand. And so sometimes it's looking after those people, but it sounds like, you know, with you, because they're sharing and, you know, that maybe those people don't feel as isolated because they're feeling like they are part of it as well, because that is one of the biggest challenges with family reunions for our new New Zealanders anyway. We just forget that they don't have those memories and so they've just got to sit there and listen and not feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. I probably should take notice of that more. You get so wrapped up in your own enjoyment that you don't think about. But there wasn't anybody that was not totally fitting in, talking, chatting, enjoying, you know, the whole, all the people that came from different places and that, they were mixing and mingling with everybody and enjoying it just as much. I think if anybody had been noticeably on their own at any stage, then they wouldn't have been allowed to with the Palmer family. There was always somebody that would swoop in there and, you know.
And I think that's it, isn't it? Because that's what makes you feel comfortable and that's what makes you feel part of a family, that someone's looking out for you. Yeah.
I totally agree. There was only one major disruption to my enjoyment, getting there and leaving there. The roads going in there were the worst corrugation I've ever come across in my life. And you don't feel it quite so much in a car, but I thought my poor van was going to end up in little splinters of timber and wood in the inside. It just shook and rattled. And I mean, I was crawling along at 10 mile an hour over this corrugation for something like 12 kilometres.
Did it make your boobs jiggle there, Irene?
Not just me boobs jiggle, it made my bed jiggle and both beds jiggle and everything else in the van jiggle and squeak and rattle and roll and, oh, my gosh, it was awful. Luckily, with the camper van, I just drove there and left it there and I went with my in-law siblings, to whatever other functions we were going to during the days. And I didn't have to take my van out during the day, but then I had to drive it back, get out of there. And I said, is there any other road I can go apart from that one I came in? No, sorry. That's where you're going.
God, that's a real challenge with some of our roads, isn't it? Pretty crazy.
It's amazing, though. It was the van more than anything. Yeah. I wonder what it's like in trucks going on those roads, because when we were going over them in the cars were managing to do 30 mile an hour quite without it being too uncomfortable, you know. So the springs in my van and the springs in cars are definitely totally different animals. They're not even related to each other.
Hey, well, for our listeners out there, why don't you tell us about your family reunion? What happened? Did it sound as good as Irene's? Were there some old grannies that went and sat in the corner because they didn't want to talk to you anymore? Or, you know, was everybody looked after? Or, gosh, was it total chaos and you ended up all fighting? We'd love to hear from you. Jump onto our Facebook page and do share your stories. But for us, that's it. We'll see you guys the same time, same place next week.
been listening to Two Sugars, brought to you by Delacro Communication, delacro.co.nz.